我们昨天提到关于这个在堕落的人理性里面所能想出来的四个认识或者产生信仰的那些这个前提。
Last night we saw four presuppositions or things which have to do with faith and knowledge, which is produced by fallen man's reason.
有一些人认为我要信要从理性产生了解。从了解里面产生这个信心。
Some people feel that if I were to believe, there must be reason first, and reason would produce understanding, and from understanding would come faith.
有的人认为我要从经验里面去产生信心。
Some people feel that faith must come from experience.
我有的人认为信是看见的一个结果。
Some people feel that faith is a result of what has been seen.
还有的人认为信心乃是证据的一个结果。
And then some people.Would feel that faith is a result of having seen evidences.
但是我们从圣经看到，圣经的定义不是以信至于理智信，也不是以证至信，乃是由于信以至于信。
The Bible, however, tells us that it is not from reason to faith or from evidence to faith. Rather, the Bible tells us it is from faith to faith.
我们认为，如果神是可以用理性想通的话，或者用理性想出一位神的话，那一位神是理性的产品，也在理性的范围之内。
If God can be thought through or thought up by reason, then God is a product of reason and falls within the realm of reason.
如果神是可以在眼界里面看到的，那一位神就比我们的视角视线的范围还更小。
If God is something that can be seen by our eyesight, then God is narrower, smaller than our vision.
如果神是可以我们的经验整个把它经历过来，那一位神就比我们的经验更小。
If God can be totally experienced by us, then God is smaller than our experience.
照样的，神是超越证据的，证据的本身是不够把神这个证明出来。
Likewise, God is over and above evidences. Evidence cannot prove God.
所以圣经就不用这些字，圣经用显明这个字来概括神主动性对人的关怀。
That's why God, the Bible tells us that God manifests himself, and the word manifestation is what the word Bible uses to express God's concern for man.
显明不是证明，证明不是显明。
Manifestation is not proof. Proof is not manifestation.
我们今天可以说，我们没有办法用科学或者用怎样的证明来证明我们是我们爸爸的孩子。
We can say that we cannot prove scientifically that my father is my father and I'm my father's son.
单单我与我父亲之间的关系就已经需要那个信心，也需要父亲主动的显明这两个因素在里面。
Just my relationship with my father, this relationship needs faith and my father's taking the initiative to manifest himself.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝乐意把自己显明给人。
So the Bible tells us that God desires to manifest himself to us.
这个显明呢，也就是启示的意思。
This manifestation means revelation.
我们的上帝是自我启示自我的上帝。
Our God is a self-revealing God.
如果神没有主动地将自己打开来奥秘启示给我们，显明他的存在，我们就无从知道我们的神是怎样的神。
If God does not, out of His own initiative, reveals Himself, His existence, and tells us of His mystery, then we can have no way of knowing Him.
所以启示 apocalypse 这个字的意思就是显明的意思。
So the word for revelation apocalypse means to manifest.
这样我们找到了一个最重要、最基本的前提，就是认识真理是因为真理的本身彰显自己。
So this is the most important presupposition.We understand truth because truth manifests itself.
啊，这个真理的源头是神的本身，因为神就是真理。
The source of truth is God Himself because God Himself is truth.
当我们做卫道工作的时候呢，我们现在还有几个重要的基础我们要提出来谈的。
As we engage in the task of apologetics, there are still several foundational concepts we must discuss.
一样，我们要谈到我们都相信客观真理的存在同它的价值。
We all believe that.Objective truth exists and it has value.
我们知道这个客观的真理本身是存在的。
Objective truth itself exists.
人之所以为人，因为人造上帝的形象造的，所以人有理性的这个功能。
Man is man because man is created by God in His image. That's why man has a nature of reason.
从柏拉图的思想来看，这是人与所有的动物不同的一个最重要的这个特点。
According to Plato, this is the basic distinction between man and animals. This is man's most important characteristic.
人有思想关于真理的问题。
That's why man thinks about the truth.
人有对真理的追求。
Man seeks after the truth.
无论呢，他对真理追求的结果是什么，他对真理的定义的解释是什么。
Regardless of what is the result of this search or what man gives as a definition for truth.
这个客观的真理是一件存在的事实，因为人人都在寻求，在思想这个真理的问题。
Objective truth exists because all man seeks after it.
这个真理是普世性的。
Truth is universal.
这个真理是永恒性的。
Truth is eternal.
这个真理是客观性的。
The truth is objective.
这个真理是真实性的。
Truth is real.
这个真理是绝对性的。
The truth is absolute.
凡是呢能够被时间淘汰的就不是真理。
All that can be eliminated with time is not truth.
凡是能变的本身就不是真理。
All things that change is not truth.
凡是自己的过程中间不至于完全的就不是真理。
All things that is not perfect as it goes through a process is not truth.
凡是非绝对的就不是真理。
What is not absolute is not truth.
真理的本身有绝对性、真实性、永恒性、普世性这些客观的事实。
So truth in itself has the realities of reality, absoluteness, universality.
人虽然有理性，但这个理性没有被真理所约束的时候，就变成一个不真、不没有真理管理的理性。只有当呢，我们回复脱去旧人，穿上新人，照着上帝的形象造，才有真理来管制这个理性。
Fallen man's reason is not controlled by truth. It is only when man's image is restored by God's redemption that truth controls reason again.
虽然世界上我们都承认真理客观性的存在，但是我们只能说我们所找到的不过是对真理的一些幻影，或者对真理一些曲解，或者对真理一些向往的果子。所以呢，公有公理，婆有婆理，只有公理婆理，没有真理。
Even though we all acknowledge that truth exists and we all seek after it, but the result is merely the reflection of truth or the distortion of truth or merely the result of man's aspiration after truth.
这有一个笑话，说这个苏联的报纸叫做《真理报》。
The Soviet newspaper is called Pravda or Truth.
也是《真理报》，报道一些将靠近真理的那些非真理。
One time, the Truth newspaper was reporting certain things that are close to the truth, but not quite.
美国的汽车同苏联的汽车赛跑，只有两辆。
There are two cars, an American car and a Russian car, was competing in a race.
结果呢，这个赛跑的结果，美国车胜了，苏联车败了。
The result was the American car won.
当登出来的时候是这样登发。
This is how the
国际汽车大比赛。
This is how the newspaper reported. It's an international motor car race.
结果呢，苏联得到世界第二。
The result is the Soviet Union came out as number two in the world.
美国得到全世界最后第二。
And America came out as the second from the last.
也没有错嘛哈，因为是真理报，怎么可以错呢
？It is right because it is it comes from the truth.
那么这个你还听不懂
？You still don't understand.
你有两个嘛，一个世界第二，一个是这个从最后第二嘛。那么这个真理的真实性呢，我们都承认了。
We all acknowledge the reality of truth.
但是怎样才是真实的真理呢？这个就变成一个疑问了。
But then, what is the real truth? Here is the problem.
我昨天提到关于人会追求有求全之心，会追求意义。
I mentioned last night that man aspires after meaning.
意义如果不存在
，if meaning does not exist,
为什么我会想意义的问题呢
？Why do I think about questions of meaning?
如果意义存在
，if the meaning exists,
存在在哪里呢
？Where does it exist?
如果已经存在里面，我还要找什么呢
？If it exists in me, why am I looking for it?
如果不存在我里面，里面怎么有意义的观念呢
？If it doesn't exist in me, how come that there is this notion of meaning in me?
真理也是如此
，same way with truth.
完全的概念也是如此
，the notion of the perfect the same way.
永恒的价值也是如此
，eternal value is the same way.
所以这里。客观的真理的真实性，我们必须承认。
We must acknowledge the reality of objective truth.
但是人只能呢在这一方面说呢，我在追求真理。
But man can only say from his point of view, I am seeking after truth.
没有一个人可以说我就是真理。
Nobody can say I am truth.
这样真理同真理的追求者之间就有了距离。
There is a discrepancy therefore between truth and he who seeks after truth.
真理的本身在哪里呢
？Where is truth in and of itself?
这是历史上一个很大的悬案。
This is a very big question in history.
比拉多说真理是什么
？Pilate says, "What is truth?"
这些叫做我追求，我爱好真理，我爱好智慧。
The philosopher says, "I seek after truth. I love truth. I love wisdom."
那他们证明他们与智慧之间是有距离的。
They therefore acknowledge that there's a distance between themselves and truth.
那么我们看见这些真理的片片段段的，或者呢，在某一种状况中间呢。从不同的角度隐藏在每一种不同的学问的范畴里面。
We see therefore truth is fragmentary and it emerges here and there in fragments in various disciplines.
所以数学有数学的真理。
Therefore there is mathematical truth in mathematics.
物理学有物理学的真理。
There's physical truth in physics.
天文学里面有天文学的法则。
There's astronomical laws in astronomy.
在生理、心理各方面都有一些的真理在里面。
In physiology and psychology there are truths in these.
哦，这些真理呢有一个关联性在里面。
And there is a certain relationship between these truths.
所以我们的第二个这个预想或者第二个这个 这个 presupposition 就是真理的相关性同真理的统一性。
So therefore, the second presupposition is the interrelationship of truth and the unity of truth.
如果我们不相信真理的统一性的话，
If we don't believe in the unity of truth,
我们就不可能过一个统一的生活。
I cannot live an integrated, unified life.
而真理的本身如果是从一个源头，这真理在各样不同的范畴里面一定有相关同统一的性质。
If truth comes from one source, then truth must be one, yet it has relationship with all things.
这些相关性同统一性乃是指向一个源头，也就是从那个源头产生出来的，那个源头是这些真理的根，也是这些真理的这一个忠实点，那就是神。
The interrelation of truth and the unity of truth points to the fact that there is a source for truth, and this source is both the root of truth and its ultimate point.
那么这些的
This is God himself.
这些的真理呢，在生命的追求过程的中间，我们生命追求的过程中间
，and in the process of seeking in our life，
我们发现它在人的思想中间有它的理性的法则。
In the realm of our thinking, there are rational laws。
在这个自然界中间有自然的法则。
In the realm of nature, there are natural laws。
在生命的中间有生命的法则，生命律。
In life, there are principles of life。
所以这些的法则呢？的统一性就是那个超越理的这个法则同生命力的那个道的本身。
And that which unifies these is the word itself, which is above reason or natural laws or the laws of life.
所以在理这里面呢，就是用真理来表达，在自然力，在各样的法则里面，我们看见法则的法则是用道路来表达，那么这个是生命的表达。所以道就是真理，道路生命这方面的总和。
Rational laws is expressed by truth, the natural laws expressed by the way, and laws of life is expressed by life. That is why the word is the way, the truth, and life.
这样我们看见生命有生命的法则，自然有自然的法则，思想有思想的法则。
The laws of life for life, there are laws for nature, and there are laws of reason for reason.
众法则的基本法则就是道路，是参数的。
The basic law for all laws is the word or the law, which is singular.
重道路、重道理的基本的道理就是真理。
The basic principle, which is beneath or lies at the foundation of all principle truth, is truth itself.
那么这个在众生命中间的掌管一切生命的生命的源头，那就是生命的本身，是单数的。
And that which lies ahead of all life and controls all life is life itself, again in a singular.
那这个超越那些被寻求的那个片段的真理、片段的道路、片段的生命的总归纳的统一的源头，自己自称的时候，他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，不是用追求，是用就是来表达。”
That which transcends all these laws of truth and of reason and of life is in itself true. That is why it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and it doesn't say, "I seek after these things."
这样，这个真理的自我彰显，就用有位格者的身份来说这一句话的时候，就证明这一位讲这句话的与所有其他追求真理的有一个 qualitative difference.
When this this truth in itself manifests itself in a personal way, we see then there is a qualitative difference between this truth in of itself and all others that aspire after it.
最后这句话你听得懂吗？来不及想。
Did you understand the last statement?
我再讲一次哈，这个人追求真理是以人做出发点。
Man seeks after the truth. He uses himself as a point of departure.
各样的真理有关联性。
All truths have interrelationship.
这个关联性是根据真理的统一性来的。
This interrelationship comes from the unity of truth.
这个真理的统一性有一个真理的源头的。
And this unity of truth has a source.
这个真理的源头是不但是有法则、有自然力，也是有生命的。
This source has truth and it has a way and has life.
这个自我真理的本身来向人显明的时候，就比人去寻找真理更有价值了。
When this truth itself manifests itself to man, it is of much higher value than man seeking after truth.
这个真理以自我的显示、自我的显明，那个以说话者的身份来讲他自己的时候，他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”耶稣基督讲的这句话。
When the truth itself manifests itself, it says it's in the person. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus himself made a statement.
这样。讲这句话的人是显示真理的人，同那些追求真理的人中间呢，就有一个本质的差异，不是分量上的差异。
So there is a qualitative, not quantitative difference between the person who declares, "I am truth," between him and all others who seek after him.
现在有什么问题没有?
Have any questions now?
没有问题。
No problems, no questions.
可不可以解释一下为什么每个真理之间都有相关性?
这个真理的关联性。这个真理的关联性呢，也就是说呢，这个无论在不同的范畴里面呢，这个真理呢，和别的学问或者别的范畴里面所找到的这个答案是不是相悖的？
Why is there in the relationship of truth? That means that in every area or sphere of knowledge, the truth which is discovered does not contradict each other.
我们在肉身上的需要
our physical needs,
同我们在心灵上的需要不是相悖的。
And our spiritual needs are not against each other.
在天文里面有一个固定的法则。
There is a principle, a law in astronomy.
在地质里面有一个固定的法则。
In geology, there is also a given principle.
这些法则是可以调和的。
These principles can be harmonized.
我讲一个这个历史上的一件事迹。
Let me cite a historical fact.
当奥古斯丁差不多二十岁的时候
，When Augustine was about 20 years old,
他受了这个 Manichaeism 的影响。
He was influenced by Manichaeism.
因为这个 Manichaeism 的这个教导呢，善恶是共存的。
The Manichaeism taught that good and evil existed together.
是两个相对的力量永存的。
These are two relative forces that exist together.
当然，这种思想是从这个古波斯的宗教受了 Arianism 的影响，这就传下来。
This thought is influenced by and came from an old Persian religion.
对一个呢很有智慧 ，IQ 很高，很会读书的青年，但是没有办法用他的智慧来管制他的道德的沦落。That Augustine 这种理论很吸引他。
For a 20-year-old, very smart, a person who has very high IQ, but he could not control his own morality. This kind of theory is very attractive.
所以一方面 high IQ， 一方面 low morality。所以这样呢 ，Augustine 就受这个宗教同这种教育的吸引，差不多将近十年的时间。
Augustine was attracted by this theory for almost 10 years.
直到有一天呢，他这一个错误的这个前提，在他心灵中间呢，同他面对自然界的统一性的观察产生抵触的时候，他才开始转过来。
Then finally turn around when this erroneous dualism was confronted with the one which is in the universe.
如果善恶是相对的。
If good and evil are relative,
是同等的
are equal,
是永存的
and they both are eternal.
那么这个奥古斯丁有一天呢，观察天空的时候，发现了宇宙万物呢，这个有条不紊的在那里运行呢，似乎呢是这个次序并没有被恶完全破坏。
As Augustine observes the stars and the heavens, he noticed there is a certain order, and this order has not been destroyed by evil.
这样的整个大自然的和谐怎么解释呢？
How do you explain this harmony in the universe?
自至于在人生命中间有过这个善恶的征战，这件事情怎样解释是另外一个事情。
For a person who has experienced the conflict between good and evil, as he observes this harmony, it's a question that needs to be resolved.
这个是不是不能达到和谐呢
？Can this be harmonized?
不是的，而这宇宙的本身是和谐的，所以呢，这个所有的真理之间有关联性。
The universe can be harmonized, therefore there is.In the relationship of truth,
你把这个在生理上的调和，在这个自然界的调和，在思想的调和，那些发生了很多可以有相似点在里面。
There are similarities. There's a correspondence between physiological laws, natural laws, and laws of reason.
你可以用一条道理，万条用法。
You can use one principle and apply it in all kinds of different ways.
史东博士有补充什么？
从圣经上帝出发了。上帝创造天地万物都同一个主宰、自然一切都有相关性统一性是不是更简单一点
是我们从两个源头来看这个从我们所造的里面上帝所造的里面看的有关系而我刚才说所有的真理是从一位神源头发出来的是不是我刚才这个图画已经都从一个真理的源头发出来的所以呢这位真理的源头的本身呢所赐下的在各方面的真理是一定是调和的
All truth comes from this one source, which is God. Therefore, the truth that comes from this God will, of course, harmonize with each other.
这一点我要提到，今天教会有一些受二元论的损伤，或者受多元论的损伤，以至于自己落在一个很矛盾冲突的生活中间，自己不觉悟的那个情形。
Today, the church has been poisoned by dualism, and it has fallen into a condition of which it is not aware.
有一些人一提到属灵，那么就要和世界所有的朋友断绝关系才属灵。
Some people say, when you're spiritual, you must forsake all friendships with people of the world, then you're spiritual.
属灵就应当刻苦待自己的身体，越费老病的就越属灵。
You must deal with your body if you're spiritual. So the more serious TB you have, the better, the more spiritual.
很多的教会要找灵性好的，就找到身体不好的牧师了。
That's why when the churches look for spiritual pastors, they end up with sick pastors.
要给他灵性好，就要给他少吃饭，才会多多祷告。
Because to make him more spiritual, you must give him less to eat. That way he will pray more.
那你看到有这样的情形吗？
Haven't you seen these circumstances?
其实你有好的身体的健康，你也会好好侍奉主。
Actually, if you have a healthy body, you will serve God better too.
神呢，把真理放在圣经里面，又把真理放在自然界里面，我们就不应当的相信这个真理，圣经的真理和科学真理有一天会冲突，以至于被淘汰。
God puts truth in nature. God puts truth in His Word. We must not believe that one day the truth in the Bible and truth in nature will conflict with another, and one will be eliminated.
如果真理的统一性已经变成你信仰的一部分。
If the unity of truth becomes part of your faith,
你就会让主来管理你生活的每一个层次，每一个方面。
You will let God, the Lord, to control every level and area in your life.
然后你以圣经那个上帝的主权在你生命中间运行，你涉及各种学问的研究，你也不会惧怕。
You will not be afraid if you let God control your life, and you can go and design all forms of knowledge.
啊，我们等下要谈到关于科学，如果同圣经相反的时候要怎么样。
We will discuss in a little bit later if science conflicts with the Bible, what happens then?
我们既然相信真理的统一性，
if we believe in the unity of truth,
这个信仰就给我们面对这个问题不必惧怕。
We will not be afraid if faith faces challenges.
我们继续讲下去。
Now let's continue.
那么这个真理呢，既然是从神出发的，所以呢，这个真理的本身虽然是客观的真理，却是主体性的真理。
That's why this truth, because the truth comes from God, it is both objective and it comes from the object.
这个是 subjectivity of the truth. Oh, okay. 真理的主体性。
Truth is both objective and there is subjectivity to truth.
因为寻找真理的人本身是相对的。
He who seeks after truth himself is relative.
而真理的本身是绝对的。
But truth itself is absolute.
所以不应当的把真理当作我们所利用以至于对自己有利的自私的一个工具。
So we should not treat truth as a tool which we can exploit for selfish reasons that we can get benefit out of.
这个真理同真理的源头应当是我们敬拜、我们侍奉，同我们把自己投入在他的主权之下的那个主体性。
Truth should be the subject which we should worship, we should serve, and we should involve ourselves into it.
好，我们这些前提弄清楚了。
Now we are clear about these presuppositions.
因为真理是完整而统一的。
Because truth is complete and it is unified.
所以我们相信我们在所有不同的范围里面有一个真理的调和，然后这些对真理的认识也成为我们的一生装备自己侍奉神的一个力量。
We see that there is harmony in all forms of knowledge or truth, and this knowledge becomes a power, a strength that equips us in life.
第三样
Third,
我们要看到在某一种的程度中间呢
At certain levels,
借着上帝的自然启示
We see that through God's natural revelation,
人对神认识的可能性
There is a possibility for man to know God.
所以我们一条一条进去第一条真理的客观
First of all,Truth is the objectivity and the factuality of truth, and its universality.
真理的统一性
Secondly, the unity.
真理的主体性
and its subjectivity.
第三条
Third,
这个主体性的真理呢，它自我显示的结果就使人对神存在认识是可能的。
When this subjective truth reveals itself, then comes the possibility for man to understand God or truth.
所以我们昨天最后一句话是说呢，没有一个人是真正无神论者。
That's why we said last night at the end, there is no such person who is a real atheist.
毛泽东年老的时候说，我要去见上帝了，讲过两次。
毛泽东 when he was old, he said, I'm going to see God. He said it twice.
他讲的时候不是开玩笑，是很严肃的，虽然他还没有买票。
He was not kidding when he said it. He was serious, even though he hasn't bought a ticket yet.
克鲁乔夫被人家问你是无神论吗？他说 God knows, I am an atheist.
When Khrushchev was asked whether he was an atheist, he said God knows, I am an atheist.
所以这些真正的无神论是不存在的。
So true atheism doesn't exist.
他们在他们生命的观念中间，神已经借着自然启示把神存在的基本认知放在人的里面了。
In their conception of the world of life, God has already put.This concept of God in man's mind.
这是第三个基础。
This is the third presupposition.
我们现在同一个人谈到的时候
，as we witness to somebody，
不要把他当作无神论来看待。
Don't treat him as an atheist.
不要把他当作反对上帝的人看待。
Don't treat him as somebody who attacks God.
你要从内心的深处清楚知道，他是照着上帝的形象样式造的。
From the depth of your heart, you must know he is created in the image of God.
虽然上帝的形象样式在他里面已经受了污染，受了这个败坏。
even though the image of God in him has already been polluted and depraved,
借着神自然的启示，在他里面有对神认识的可能还在的。
But through God's revelation, there is still a possibility in him that he might know God.
我们就接触这样的一个人。
So we encounter such a person.
在这样的基础上做副教同宣教的工作。
And upon this foundation, we engage in apologetics and evangelism.
第四样。
Fourthly,
在特殊启示，就是纯正的道的辩论的中间。
In a special revelation, that is to say, as the word itself, is
在这个 debate 哦，在这个这个。讨论到神正的道，就是上帝特殊的启示的这个过程的中间。
In the process of debating about the word,
我们相信神会帮助。
We believe that God will help.
以至于呢，对上帝所已经启示的道，圣灵临时随时会做特别的光照。
So that the Holy Spirit will and can at every given moment illumine man.
以至于建立那个对基督的信心。
And thus establishing that faith in Jesus Christ.
从这种盼望中间呢，我们勇敢的做副教的工作。
Out of this, based on this kind of hope, we can confidently engage ourselves in apologetics.
我们今天面对一个人。
Today we encounter a person.
我们同他谈道的时候呢。
And as we witness to him.
我们内心的深处，副教有这样的一个基础。
And deep down in our hearts, we have this apologetical foundation.
就是圣经很清楚告诉我们，信道是从听道来的。
The Bible clearly tells us that faith comes from hearing.
所以呢，听会产生信。
That's why hearing.
那么我们所讲的道是超越所有理智的理智，超越所有法则的法则，超越所有生命力的生命力，就是那道的本身。所以呢，当我们传讲那个特殊启示的时候，人借着听见的道，圣灵会把信心赐在人的里面。
Because the word that people hear as we preach it is that law of reason which is above the law of reason, that law of nature which is above the law of nature, and the law of life which is above life. And this word, as it is being preached,will enter man's heart because God himself is at work.
那么用这样的一个光明锐弱，一个有根有基，这个神所给我们的这个特权，我们就站在这个世界上为道做见证。
So we can very openly and confidently witness to the truth that God gives us.
像耶稣基督在比拉多下面的时候，以受审判者的地位，但是他在哪里呢？很勇敢的，没有惧怕的，说我为真理做见证一样。
Just like when Jesus was under Pilate, he was the accused and Pilate was the judge, he confidently and courageously said, I witness for the truth.
因为对上帝的这个真理的这个对上帝是真理的源头所产生出来真理统一性的这个信仰。
Because this conviction of the unity of truth, which comes from a conception that God is the source of truth.
所以我们相信真理与真理是不冲突的。
We can then believe that truth is notcan never contradict itself.
真理如果与真理是相冲突的，
if truth contradicts itself,
那么其中一定有一些不是真理了。
Then there must be some non-truth in it.
这个假设可以接受吗？
Can you accept this?
真理一定与真理相调和的。
Truth will always harmonize with itself.
因为万理是从一道而来的。
Because all principles come from one principle.
所以道就比理更原本了。
And that is why the word is more basic than all these other principles.
中国人讲这个道呢，是讲得非常非常就有意义的。
When the Chinese speak of the way or the word,
走路以前呢，这个路以前要用道，道路。讲理以前要道道理。
Before there is a road, there is the way. Before there is reason, there must be the way or the word itself.
这个德性以前的道德。
Before there is victory, there must be first be ethics.
以前要有道道义。
And before there is righteousness, there must be humaneness.
道义、道心、道行、道德、道路、道理，你知不知？知什么？知道。
All these things tell us that we must first know the way.
这个道呢 ，dominating all 这个是 different aspects of the truth.
所以这个道是在所有别的真理之上而控制所有别的真理。
日本人刚好反过来，王道、霸道，这个空手道，放在后面的。那么这个道呢，这个主体性在这里写明出来，中国人的观念里面已经有这个东西了。
So in the Chinese people, there's already this concept of the subjectivity of the way or truth.
真理与真理如果相冲突，那其中有一个又就不是真理了。
If truth contradicts truth, one of the two is not truth.
这样，我们在这个。自然的真理里面，同在这个属灵的真理里面，我们看到有一个必然的调和。
Therefore, there is an inevitable harmony between natural truth and spiritual truth.
昨天我们提到科学是什么？科学不过是借着神给人的理性为工具，把神隐藏在自然界的某一部分的奥秘发现出来，研究的结果，那叫做科学。
What is science? We said yes. Science is as man uses the reason which is a tool given by God. who discovered hidden truth in nature, after he discovered it and he systematized it, this resulting knowledge is science.
发现的知识呢，把它分成一颗一颗来修，叫做科学。
And this knowledge he classifies into different disciplines, and these he learned, this is science.
上帝如果把某一些的真理放在自然界里面，把另外一些的真理放在圣经里面，这样科学同圣经就不应当有冲突了。
So as God puts some truth in nature and some truth in the Bible, these two truths will not conflict one another.
因为源头是一位嘛。
Because the source is only one.
但是有的时候我们看见了科学同圣经实在是冲突了。
But sometimes we see that science indeed conflicts with the Bible.
那么你有怎么样的一个这个反应呢？
What kind of response will you make?
有一些人就惧怕了。
Some people get afraid.
怕什么呢？
What are they afraid of?
我所信的不对，有一天终于会被科学淘汰掉。
They're afraid that maybe there's something wrong with what I believe, and one day it'll be eliminated by science.
这种惧怕是杞人忧天，大可不必，多此一举。 徒而无功。
This kind of fear is in vain, it is useless, it is fallacious.
我们这个在这个近代的思想和文化的这个历史里面，我们找到两件的事情。
In the history of modern thought and culture, we find two things.
第一样呢，就是在哥本尼的这个天文知识的改革运动里面的理论。
We see this theory in the astronomical revolution of Copernicus.
他呢，把这个过去传统观念中间的那个错误呢，把它改正过来了。
He corrected the error which is in all the traditional thought.
也就是说呢，地球不是中心。
That is to say, the earth is not the center.
如果地球不是中心，
If the earth is not the center,
那么人的地位就不像过去所思想那么重要的。
Then the place of man is not really that important as it was thought of before.
人所居住的这一粒地球不过是千千万万星球中间那个微小的一粒而已。
Because the earth on which man lives is only one little dot among millions of planets.
哥本尼是以科学的成就来呢，这个可以说毁坏那些圣经的对圣经的观念。
Copernicus used science to destroy certain concepts of concerning the Bible.
而当时呢，这个教会以权威来制服了这一个发现。
At that time, the church uses its own dogmatic authority to suppress this discovery.
抵挡这样的科学。
And the church opposes this kind of science.
经过100年以后， Kepler 重新证实 the Copernican discovery is true.
100 years later, Kepler asserted that the Copernican discovery is true.
所以教会呢，权威用了，现在没有权威，只有威风，有威风而没有权威。
Now the church has no longer authority, only has dogma.
这样，宗教的价值就慢慢低落下去了。
So the value of religion declined.
科学的准确性就使科学的价值慢慢提高了。
The accuracy of science or the value of science has been elevated.
那我们昨天我讲一句话，不知道你们记得不记得？科学是最低的。
Last night I said something. Do you remember or not? Science is the lowest.
你们读科学的，不要以为我读神学的这个贬低你们读科学的，是把你弄到最低的，不是那个意思。
Don't think that you are studying science and I'm a theologian and a theology student are trying to put down a scientist. Not true.
科学是研究自然，而自然是为人造的，是比人更低的。所以呢，在低的、高的研究低的，容易产生绝对性。
Because science is man studying matter, and matter is below man, and as man, the higher studies. Matter, the lower there is a higher probability of accuracy.
第二样的大革命，也就是在19世纪1859年，这个达尔文所写的进化论 ，The Origin of Species 所产生的对神学、对哲学、对自然科学、对社会学的一个很大很大的攻击，很大的这个刺激。
The second is the challenge and the great stimulation as Darwin published his Origin of Species in 1859. It is a challenge to theology, philosophy, and physical sciences and sociology.
教会曾经有了对哥本尼错误判断的这一个惨痛的经验。
The church has a very painful experience of suppressing the Copernican discovery.
所以呢，这一次呢，就不能再过去对过去那样随便的这个处理它。
So this time, the church cannot take the Darwinian discovery for granted.
有一些呢，比较心怀广大的人就开始客观的。 表示欢迎同要好好研究这关于这个达尔文的理论的事情。
Some people are, so to speak, more broad-minded, so they say we should really study what Darwin has to say.
结果怎么样呢？
So what happened at the end?
不一定对的，有人当作对的来接受，一定对的当作不对来反对。
That which may not be true has been accepted as the truth, and that which is truth has been attacked as untrue.
这个很可惜的，这个是调过来，是达尔文后哥本尼前。如果是达尔文前，哥本尼后，事情大概不会这样。
Unfortunately, the things happen in reverse. If Darwin was first and Copernicus came later, things would not be the same.
我们要思想这两个发现到底呢是用怎样的这个姿态来显现的。
We have to see in what kind of posture that these two discoveries appear.
哥本尼的发现是纯科学。
Copernican discovery was one of pure science.
而达尔文的这一个提供出来的是一种假设，不是纯科学。
Darwinism is not pure science, but a hypothesis.
因为在达尔文的这个整个的发现里面呢，他那是用哲学的方法来研究科学的范围。
Because Darwin used philosophical method to study within the realm of science.
所以在他写的书的里面提到，我们可以猜想，假如如果这一类不肯定的话语呢，差不多有1100次。
So in his book.Phrases like we can speculate, we can deduce, we can think, we can guess. This kind of statement appeared more than 1100 times.
这些都不是 evidence.
These are not evidence.
这些都不是证据。
These are not proof.
不是科学的研究的结果。
These are not the result of scientific study.
这个是哲学的方法，牵涉科学的范围，不能当作纯科学来当作结论来接受。
So this is philosophical method applied in science, so you cannot accept it as pure truth or pure science.
当然了，这个达尔文的理论一出来，给基督教的攻击同这摇撼是大得不得了的。
Of course, as the Darwinian discovery came out, it posed a great threat and challenge to the church.
既然呢，地球不是中心，而人呢不过是动物演变过来的，所以那个整个地球、整个宇宙的中心同整个人的价值观就完全崩溃下来了。
Since the earth is not a center of the universe and man is merely an animal that evolved, the very value of man in the universe has been collapsed.
而过去呢，支持这些理论的教会或者圣经的权威也正在一落千丈。
And the same thing happened to the church, which has been supporting these truths.
那么我们刚才提到真理的统一性，现在科学和圣经如果有冲突，我们要怎么样处理呢
？And we said earlier that truth is one, but what happens if there's conflict between science and the Bible?
我们先提到科学的真理是从神来的，圣经的真理也是从神来的，真理不可能冲突，否则其中就不是有一些就不是真理。
Science comes from God, and the Bible also comes from God. Truth and truth does not contradict itself. If there's a contradiction, there's one that is wrong. If science conflicts with the Bible, there are only two possibilities. The first possibility
is 科学还没有到完全的地步，就绝对化自己，以自己和圣经冲突。
The first possibility is that science has not arrived at the absolute, but it absolutized itself. Therefore, it comes into conflict with the Bible.
我们昨天提到科学是 skill， 就是我知道，这个叫做科学。
Science is skill, I know, that's a science.
那么信仰是 credo, 是我信。
Faith is credo, I believe.
在我知道的过程中间呢，可能有错误的知识 the fallacy of the knowledge.
In the process of knowing, there's the possibility of the fallacy of knowledge.
你把四百年前的这个 Harvey 所提到的关于这个心脏的理论同现在比较，你就发现了错误太多了。
If you take the physiological laws of Harvey 400 years ago and compare with today, you see there are too many errors.
科学之父 Francis Bacon 在他的 New Organum 那一本书里面所提到很多科学的思想同现在也是相悖太多了。
In the same way, Francis Bacon in his book The New Organon also posed many so-called truths that are in contradiction with what we know today.
所以当科学还没有到完全的地步，过程中间有许多没有完全的，不可以把它绝对化。凡是绝对化的，就会和圣经冲突。
So in the process of science, that which is not absolute must not be made absolute, otherwise there's a conflict with the Bible.
第二个可能性是什么呢
？Second possibility,
就是当对圣经的解释是不是圣经的原意的时候呢，就可能和真的科学冲突。
Sometimes if you interpret the Bible against its originally intended meaning, there will be conflict with science.
所以圣经同对圣经的解释，这两件事常常有很大的距离。
There is often a very great discrepancy between the Bible and interpretation of the Bible.
解经学是一件很深奥的学问。
Hermeneutics is a very profound field of knowledge.
解经上的错误是一件很大的错，很大的罪。
Hermeneutical errors is a great error, a great sin.
而今天有许多很属灵、很爱主的弟兄姊妹，很爱解经，而从来不要好好研究解经学，这是很大的可惜。
This is a great regret that there are many brothers and sisters who are very spiritual. They love the Lord, but they never seriously study the Bible according to sound hermeneutical principles.
我们可以从这两条重要的这个可能性找到四个这个原则。
From these two possibilities, we can see four principles.
真科学同假圣经的解释是相冲突的。
True science is in conflict with false interpretation of the Bible.
假科学同真正的圣经的解释也是相冲突的。
False science is also in conflict with the true interpretation of the Bible.
假科学同假宗教很可能是会调和的。
It is quite possible that false science and false interpretation of the Bible may be harmonized.
真科学同真宗教也可能是调和的。
True science and true interpretation of the Bible, there's a possibility of harmony between the two.
这个叫做负正负，正负负，负负正，正正正。
This is called Positive, negative, 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 positive, negative, negative, negive, positive, and positive, positive, positive.
Excellent. 好了，我们把这个弄清楚了。所以我们今天的任务是什么？如果我们要真做一个好的副教士。
That is to say, if we are to be a good apologist,
我们要尽我们的可能，按照正义把圣经的意思讲清楚。
We must explain and explain clearly the originally intended true meaning of the Bible.
第二方面
，secondly，
我们应当呢好好的分别出来什么是真正的科学，什么是以哲学来牵涉科学范围的，这个不是纯正的科学。
Secondly, we must distinguish what is pure science and what is distorted science, which is built upon certain false or philosophical presuppositions.
好，这个我们已经谈过去了。
Now we have said these.
我们提到呢，真理和真理是不冲突的。
We said that truth and truth do not contradict each other.
所以呢，在自然的真理同在灵性的真理里面不应当有冲突。
So there should not be contradiction between natural truth and spiritual truth. Secondly,
就在呢这个，那么自然的真理同自然的真理本身不冲突，这个不必提了。
Of course, natural truth does not contradict itself either.
第二样。我们提到在宗教中间呢，那些真正的真理应当也是调和的。
We said that there should be a harmony of all truths in religion.
如果有一个真的宗教同另外一个真的宗教相冲突，其中一定有一个不是真的真，有一个是真的真。
If two truth religions conflict with one another, one truth will be a non-true truth, the other one will be the true truth.
我们怎样分辨真的宗教同假的宗教？
How do you distinguish between true religion and false religion?
就是变成一个很大的问题。
This is a big problem.
那我们昨天提到一个名词叫做启示的宗教。
Yesterday we mentioned a term, the religion of revelation.
这个 revealed religions, 这个启示的宗教到底是哪一个宗教呢？
Which religion is the revealed religion?
有一些宗教呢是声称他们领受启示，有一些宗教他们自称他们是从里面自发的。
Certain religions declare that they receive certain revelation. Certain other religions declare that their religion is produced or projected from inward.
亚洲的宗教呢可以分成东部的同西部的。
Asian religions can be divided into Eastern and Western.
亚洲是宗教之州。
Asia is the continent of religions.
因为亚洲人重心性的发展。
Because Asians pay a lot of attention to the development of the heart of the human mind.
欧洲人重理性的发展。
The Europeans more emphasize the development of man's reason.
亚洲人注重经验。
Asians are experience oriented.
欧洲人注重分析。
Europeans are analysis oriented.
这样的亚洲有许多人生哲学。
That's why there are much philosophies of life in Asia.
欧洲有许多伟大的逻辑的系统。
Europe came up with lots of logical systems.
亚洲哲学里面找不到好的 logic.
You can't find good logic in Asian religion.
欧洲人谈人生哲学没有亚洲人那样的深奥。
But then there's very little that is profound in European philosophies of life either.
归纳起来，亚洲人找道路，欧洲人找真理。耶稣转过头来，东西说：“我就是道路，我就是真理。”
Asians seek after the way, Europeans seek after the truth. And Western say, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
找道路找一半的死在半路。
Those who seek after the way died halfway there.
找真理找一半的还没有死。耶稣转过头来，东西说：“我就是道路，我就是真理。”
Asians seek after the way, Europeans seek after the truth. And Jesus looked east and west and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
找道路找一半的死在半路。
Those who seek after the way died halfway there.
找真理找一半还没有找到也死了。
Those who seek after the truth also die before they find the truth.
耶稣基督，我就是道路真理生命，一把那生命提出来，他是唯一，无论在哲学系统，在宗教系统里面，从死里复活的唯一一位。
Jesus, I am the truth and the way, and the truth and the life. And Jesus said, He, I am the life. He is the only one that is raised from the dead.
这个复活不但是一个观念，是一个真正的历史事件。
This resurrection is not only a concept; it is a historical fact.
下午提到布道神学的也强调这一点。
I said in my afternoon workshop on theology evangelism, we must emphasize this.
宗教里面伟大的观念是在历史的某一个时刻产生出来，但耶稣基督所给我们的信仰在历史中间某一个事件成全了。
Great religious conceptions are produced in time, but this resurrection of Jesus Christ, the greatest truth, has been accomplished or realized in time.
启示的宗教呢，重要的有三个。
There are three major religions that are revealed religions.
第一，就是犹太教。
First of all, there's Judaism.
第二，
Secondly,
就是基督教。
There's Christianity.
第三，
Thirdly,
就是回教。
There's Islam.
那这三个呢，都声称他们领受了启示。
All three religions claim they received revelation.
启示他们的上帝就是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
The revealed God is the God of Abraham.
所以他们乃是同指那一位上帝。
So they all point to the same God.
亚伯拉罕的上帝向以色列人显现的。
God of Abraham revealed himself to the Jews.
亚伯拉罕的上帝赐下了耶稣基督。
But God of Abraham sent Jesus Christ.
亚伯拉罕的上帝把可兰经赐给这个穆罕默德。
This God of Abraham gave the Quran to Muhammad.
所以这三个宗教都认为自己是领受启示的。
So these three religions all claim to be recipients of revelation.
所以我们现在要特别从启示这方面来看，他们启示的同一性到底是不是真的。
Now we have to see whether there is a real unity between the revealed character of all three revealed religions.
犹太人领受的启示到了旧约的时候就结束了。
The revelation received by the Jews closed at the end of the Old Testament era.
新约的乃是基督徒认的启示到启示录才结束了。
According to Christians, Revelation ended in the New Testament era with the closing of the canon and Revelation.
现在还有许多基督徒说上帝启示我，上帝启示我听了毛骨悚然。我说你记下来，就另外一本启示录跑出来了。
A lot of people today say that God spoke to me. God revealed to me. I said to him, this make my hair stand. And if you write it down, it becomes a new book of Revelation.
你明白我意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
许多传道人，上帝的启示，上帝，你有没有启示？我受上帝的启示，就乱讲一场。
A lot of preachers say that God revealed this to me. God said this to me. This is all nonsense.
这个你领受的和圣经所领受的不能同相提并论。
You cannot put your what you understand and what the Bible reveals on the same level.
所以启示这两个字不能随便用。
So you cannot use the word revelation, 那么 any way you want to.
过了六百年以后
，600 years later,
这个穆罕默德领受的启示
了。Muhammad received revelation.
照有基督教的看法
，according to the Christian perspective，
我们新约的并不是另立炉灶与旧约分庭抗礼的一个新的东西，乃是一脉相承而下来的。
Christianity is not a new religion that is founded on a different foundation, but it bears a continuity and a unity with the previous revelation.
但我们这个的新旧约的统一性是被犹太人所拒绝的。
This unity between the Old Testament and New Testament is rejected by the Jews.
照样回教徒认为他们领受的启示不是以犹太教或者基督教的新旧约分庭抗礼，乃是神的一脉相承启示最后的成全。
Also, Muslims believe that their revelation is also not discontinuous from the Jewish and the Christian revelation, but rather continuous. It is God's final revelation to mankind.
但是他们的这种信仰又是被这两个教徒拒绝。
But this kind of conviction is also rejected by the first two kinds of believers.
这个是很大的问题了。
This is a big problem here.
好，我们要看看在犹太教结束的时候，是不是说上帝的启示已经结束了呢？
Now we have to see at the end of the Old Testament era, did God's revelation end?
在犹太教里面，撒都该人同法利赛人的信仰也不一样。
Within Judaism, there's a difference between the convictions of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
撒都该人只相信摩西五经是上帝的启示，其他的不能相提并论。
Sadducees believe that only the five books of Moses are God's revelation. Other books cannot be put at the same level.
所以摩西的五经到底是不是已经终结了呢？
But did the five books of Moses close God's revelation?
摩西年老的时候，上帝要兴起先知向我，不是他自己。所以你们要听他的话，否则你们的灭亡。所以他 point to another one which is coming， 还没有来。那一位要像他一样，而且是有最大的权威。
Toward the end of Moses' life, God revealed to himself that revealed to Moses that he's going to raise up another prophet. You must listen to him. So it points to another prophet, not Moses himself.
所以五经没有结束。
So the canon has not been closed.
旧约的时候说呢，当末世的时候呢，弥赛亚要再来。
At the end of the Old Testament, it is revealed that the Messiah will come.
弥赛亚再来建立他的国度。
The Messiah will come to establish his kingdom.
要从这个大卫的这个枝，大卫的这个源头里面产生出来。
This will be a branch of David coming from David.
所以他们盼望弥赛亚的来临。
So they hope for the coming of the Messiah.
这样，旧约也还没有结束。
So the Old Testament did not close.
那么到了新约的时候呢？
When you come to the New Testament,
最后呢，弥赛亚已经来了。
At the end, the Messiah did come.
又把最后整个世界的终结、天地的审判都提清楚了。
And he has revealed clearly the consummation of heaven and earth and judgment.
只有耶稣没有来。
It's just that Jesus didn't come.
耶稣第二次没有来。
That is to say, Jesus hasn't come the second time.
第二次来的一切的启示都已经终结在里面，已经完成了。
But before he comes the second time, all revelation has been consummated and completed.
所以天地的创造。
So the creation of heaven and earth.
天地的审判。
And the judgment of heaven and earth.
在这个创造与审判中间的救赎。
And the redemption which stands between creation and judgment
已经全部放进去了
have all been comprehended.
所以呢，基督徒相信我们领受的启示是完整的。
So that's why Christians believe that the revelation we receive is a completed revelation.
不必再外加的。
There's no need for additions.
而且我们要为已经给圣徒的一次交付圣徒，这个一次是表示完整的一次，不是只有一次领受启示的那个一次。
That's why Christians are told that we must defend the truth which was once for all. That doesn't mean only once, that means finally completed, once for all delivered to the saints.
为这个真道而争辩.
And that we are to defend this truth.
那我们要提到这个《火兰经》的启示
，Now the revelation of the Quran。
基督教所领受的启示同犹太教的启示到底是不是相冲突的呢
？Is there really a contradiction between the Christian revelation and the Jewish revelation？
犹太人说是相冲突的。
The Jews says yes, there's a contradiction。
比如说，我们认为以赛亚书第五十三章 ，the suffering servant of God， 那是指到耶稣基督。
For example, Christians believe that in the Isaiah chapter 53, the suffering servant of the Lord refers to Jesus Christ。
犹太人解释那一章的时候，认为那些那个仆人就是指整个犹太民族在世界上受苦。
Jewish people interpret this to mean the suffering of the whole Jewish people in this, on this earth.
所以就牵涉到解经的问题了。
So here's a problem of hermeneutics.
那么由以色列、哎、这个整个回教徒的可兰经的同无论旧约同无论新约重要的教义都有很大很大的这个冲突同这个矛盾。
There is much conflict and contradiction between the Quran and the Old Testament and the New Testament revelation.
所以我们特别要思想到有这个回教徒的启示论的问题。
So we have to speak of the theory of revelation in Islam.
根据回教呢，上帝的启示一共有104部。
According to Islam, there are 104 times that God revealed.
这一百零四部呢
，these 104 parts of revelation
一共呢已经不见了100部，所以剩下留在世界上只有4部。
But 100 of the 104 parts have been lost. That's why there are only 4 parts that's left in the world.
那以色列100部是什么呢
？What is the 100 parts that have been lost?
有50部是给亚当一个人的。
The 50 parts of the 100 was given to Adam, just to Adam.
其他的50部是给以诺，是给这个挪亚同亚伯拉罕的。
The other 50 parts were given to Enoch, Noah, and Abraham.
这100部呢，完全不见了。
And all these 100 parts have been lost.
那么上帝的启示留在世界上只有4部。
So the revelation of God, there are only 4 parts that extend in the world.
这四部是什么呢
？What are these four?
第一叫做 Torah.
First of all, it's the Torah.
第二叫做 Sabur.
The second is called the Sabur.
阿拉伯文。第三叫做 Injil.
The third part is called Injil.
第四部分叫做 Quran.
And fourth, it's called the Quran.
那么这 Torah 是什么呢
？What is the Torah?
就是律法。
It is the law.
领受启示的人是摩西。
The one who receives this revelation is Moses.
Sabur 是什么呢
？What is Sabur?
就是诗篇。
It is the Psalms.
领受启示的是大卫。
The one who receives revelation is David.
Injil 是什么呢
？What is Injil?
就是福音。
Gospel.
领受福音启示的是耶稣。
It is Jesus who received the revelation.
Quran.
And the Quran.
就是可兰经。
It is the Quran.
领受启示的是穆罕默德。
It is Muhammad who received this revelation.
这样回教认为留在历史中间的上帝的启示有四部。
So.Muslims believe that there are 4 parts of the revelation of, that God gives, which is still in history.
So, Moses, David, Jesus, Muhammad have a special place.
So, there is a special status enjoyed by Moses, David, Jesus, and Muhammad.
They are all received.
These all receive revelation.
But in these revelations, the last revelation is Muhammad's revelation.
But of these kinds of revelations, the greatest and the final, the greatest revelation is a revelation discovered by, received by Muhammad himself.
So, from the量来说，四个都是圣人，四个都是大先知。但是呢，从分量来说，穆罕默德是最大而最后的先知。
As far as the quality is concerned, status is concerned, they are all quantity is concerned, they are all saints or sages. They all receive revelation. But as far as quality is concerned, Muhammad is the greatest and the final one.
因为他是最后而最大的。
He is the final and the greatest.
所以《可兰经》的启示是最完整的启示。
That is why Quran is the most complete revelation.
第二样。
Secondly,
他们认为在以后的启示是比在以前的启示更重要。
They believe that the later the revelation, the more important it is.
所以律法、诗篇同诗篇这个福音都不能与可兰经相提并论。
That is why the law, the Psalms, and the Gospels cannot put on the same level as the Quran.
这个是第二样。
This is the second.
第三样。
Thirdly,
他们还有一派的人认为的后面的经呢可以革除前经的权威。
A certain school in Islam which believes that the later revelation can eliminate or reject the earlier.
所以呢这个价值呢就定在这里而其他呢似乎可有可无了。
So the value has been confirmed in the latter and the other three can be dispensed.
当然在可兰经里面也提到亚伯拉罕的事情也提到这个他的这大的孩子就是从夏家生的以圣玛利的事情也提到这个玛利亚生耶稣还有耶稣在世界上行神迹的一些的事情。
Because the Quran mentioned Adam and Ishmael and the virgin of birth of Jesus Christ and so on.
但如果你注意查考你发现里面的记录同圣经里面原有的记录是有许多矛盾同很大的差别的。
But if you seriously study it, you'll see there's much contradiction and much difference with the biblical account.
可兰经的前半部同可兰经的后半部也有很大的差别。
There is a great difference between the first half and the second half of the Quran itself.
前面则很伟大。
The first half is very great.
很崇高的道德标准。
A very high, noble ethical standards.
那么后面就没有前面那样的光彩同那样纯洁的宗教性。
But the second half is not quite as high and noble and religious.
那我们现在再提到一样的事情。
Now let's mention something else.
他说呢, 所有过去的经典, 虽然赐给大卫, 赐给摩西同耶稣基督, 但是在历史上间上面, 因为歪曲的缘故, 所以现在所留下的, 律法书, 诗篇同福音, 都不是原来的, 都不是正的。
They say that the earlier canons or earlier scriptures revealed to Adam, David, I mean Moses, David, and Jesus Christ have been distorted.
Not Christ. They believe
to Jesus. Has all been distorted. So what we have today is not really the real or the original revelation.
所以呢，这些才会和可兰经相冲突.
That is why these are in contradiction with the Quran.
你看呢，他不是可兰经同这些冲突, 他说这些从可兰经冲突。
Notice they didn't say that the Quran is in conflict with these three, but these three are in conflict with the Quran.
怎么样才能解决这个问题呢?
How can you solve this problem?
要解决这个问题呢, 就应当呢, 找到, 那特别是福音书同可兰经冲突太厉害了。
You will see that there's too many conflicts between the Gospels and the Quran.
比如说呢，福音书里面特别提到耶稣是上帝的儿子。
For example, the Gospels tell us that Jesus is the Son of God.
整个回教的信仰绝对不可以把上帝同生那个关系连在一起，上帝无被生也无所生。
But in Islam, they cannot accept the connection between God and the concept of life. God is not born and God does not beget.
今天下午我讲这个 theology evangelism 的已经提到这件事了。
I mentioned this afternoon.
这个那个和这个有关系，因为真理的统一性。 所以有相关的
You see the unity of truth now?
那一位赐下可兰经的这个启示者是天使长加布列。
He who hands down this revelation, which is the Quran, is the chief angel, Gabriel.
这是发生在大约主后610年。
This happened roughly at 610 AD.
这个启示呢, 天使长加布列向这个穆罕默德呢显示两次。
And they claim that the angel Gabriel revealed to Muhammad twice.
第一次是说你写吧。
The first time he says, you write.
他说我不能写。
Muhammad said, I cannot write.
所以这个是教导他写。
So Gabriel taught Muhammad how to write.
第二次就把这个启示吃下来了。
The second time Gabriel gave the revelation.
Muhammad 就领受这个启示。
Muhammad then received this revelation.
好，这个天使长加布列根据我们全本圣经是唯一的天使长提到耶稣是上帝的儿子的，就是他一个人。
And now, in the Bible, this archangel Gabriel is the only angel that mentioned Jesus Christ as the Son of God. It is the only angel.
那么在回教所领受的加布列的启示中间是否认耶稣是上帝儿子的。
In Islam, this Gabriel denies that Jesus is the Son of God.
So the same Gabriel, 在基督教里面说耶稣神的儿子，在他里面说不是神的儿子。
The same Gabriel says that Jesus is the Son of God in Christianity, in the Bible, and it denies the same thing in Islam. But is this Gabriel the same as that Gabriel?
好，我们现在提到这穆罕默德所领受的启示是个人领受启示，一个人。You
see that Muhammad, one person, received the revelation.
和圣经上帝启示的时候所用的多见证人的这原则是相悖的。
It is in conflict with the principle that God reveals to many witnesses.
神做的事情要有这个双重的或者多数的见证，不能单独见证，这是一个很重要的原则。
It's a very important principle here that there is a plurality of witnesses to the revelation.
所以呢，全本圣经差不多有40个人领受启示，而40个不同背景、不同这个教义、同不同民族的人，这个领受的这个启示有一个统一性，才证明神是真的神。
You see that there are more than 40 witnesses to God's revelation of the Bible. They have different background, different education, different cultural background. You see then the unity of truth.
而这个回教的领受的启示是一个人领受启示。
But in Islam, only one person receives revelation.
整个可兰经是一个人。
The whole Quran has to do with one person.
这个一领受启示就同其他的冲突，所以这个呢，这个含统一性是变成产生了很大的矛盾。
As soon as this one person receives revelation, this revelation comes into conflict with other three, so you have a great conflict with the principle of the unity of truth.
那么回教徒说呢，可兰经的产生同穆罕默德的产生，在这个新旧约里面已经预言了。
Muslims, however, believe that the coming of the Quran and the coming of Muhammad has been prophesied in the Bible.
如果你问他在什么地方预言呢？
You ask them where was this prophesied?
有一些的回教学者就从约翰福音里面提到导会师要来。这个导会师这个字呢？ 他就说就是指穆罕默德，他要来引导你们进入真理。
Some Muslim scholars will refer to the Gospel of John where it says the Comforter or the Counselor, the Paraclete will come. This Paraclete is Muhammad.
那么那一段在阿拉伯文的是阿曼阿曼，有一点穆罕默德的这个字的意思音。
This Ahmad, this Paraclete in Arabic is Ahmad, sounds like Muhammad.
所以他们说呢，耶稣基督已经预言穆罕默德要来吗？
So you see that Jesus has already prophesied that Muhammad was going to come.
在使徒行传第一章里面很清楚告诉我们，圣灵来同耶稣基督升天以前有一个日期，就是呢不多几了，不是六百年。
But Acts chapter 1 tells us that the coming of this Holy Spirit is in not so many days, not 600 years.
你们都要受圣灵的洗。
In not too many days, you will all be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
基督升天以后，第十天以后呢，圣灵降临了。
That is why 10 days after Christ ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came.
基督徒不能相信这个600多年以后产生的这个启示呢，就等于是那个耶稣所讲的不多及的圣灵降临那一件事，不能相提并论。
So the Christians cannot believe that Muhammad, which comes 610 years later, is the same Holy Spirit which was promised by Jesus in a few days.
根据回教的说法
，According to Islam,
因为呢，现在所有的福音，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音和约翰福音，都已经是虚假了，都已经是这个已经变了，都已经不是真的。所以要明白《可兰经》，不可能透过基督教的福音书，要透过另外一本福音书。
They say that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all these gospels have been falsified and distorted. That's why, in order to understand Quran, you cannot go through the gospels. You have to use another gospel.
那么那个福音书呢，是能够使基督徒了解回教的唯一的桥梁。
This is the only bridge for Christians or Christianity to understand Islam.
那一本书是什么呢？叫做巴拿巴的福音。
This book is called The Gospel According to Barnabas.
所以不是马太福音，不是马可福音，是巴拿巴福音。
So it is not the Gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, but Barnabas.
这本福音呢，这个可靠性到底到什么地步呢？
But what is the extent to which this gospel is reliable?
差不多呢，在第十二世纪以前呢，几乎没有人引用过、括过这一本书里面任何一个名，或者这一本书的书名，或者其中任何一句话。
Before the 12th century, almost nobody has ever quoted from the book of Barnabas, nor mentioned the name of the book, Gospel of Barnabas.
对这一方面的学者有不同的意见，有的认为九世纪以前没有，有的说十二世纪才产生的。
Some scholars say that before the 9th century, there's no such reference. Some scholars say that's the 12th century.
特别在基督教的 Church Fathers 的时期，第二世纪所有伟大的教父，没有一个人提过这件事。在教会历史里有巴拿巴书信，但是没有巴拿巴福音。
Especially the Church Fathers of second century never mentioned the Gospel of Barnabas. They mentioned the epistles of Barnabas, but never the Gospel of Barnabas.
那这本书里面的内容呢，令基督徒非常可以怀疑的。
The content of this gospel is highly suspicious to Christians.
比如说
，for example，
在这本书里面提到呢一些错误的事情。我举一个例子，耶稣坐船到哪撒勒去。
They mention errors in the book. For example, it says Jesus went to Nazareth on a boat.
如果你说我坐船到纽约去，这个对了。如果你说我坐船到这个 Grand Canyon 去，就不对了。
If you say that I took a boat to New York, that's correct. But if you say I took a boat to Grand Canyon, that's not correct.
因为拿撒勒是山城，不是靠海的，所以不可以坐船到拿撒勒去。
Nazareth is a city in the mountain, not by the sea, so you cannot take a boat there.
这样呢，我们看见神的话，神负责。不是神的话，神不负责。
God is responsible for His word. God is not responsible for that which is not His word.
这是很严肃的事情。
This is a very serious thing.
在这本书里面被认为可以与回教的信仰相沟通，有另外一个原因。
Another reason why this book has been accepted as the bridge between Christianity and Islam，
也就是他们说呢，在这本书里面提到耶稣基督没有上十字架。
Because this book mentioned that Jesus did not go under the cross.
因为耶稣基督是义人，是上帝的圣人，所以他呢大声哀哭，哀求上帝救他免死。上帝聆听了他的祷告，怜悯了他，就把别人念改一改，他们就抓错人。
Because Jesus is the righteous one and the holy one, he prayed to God and God answered his prayer. So they changed the faith, so they crucified the wrong man.
有一些的传统，就是这个阿拉伯文的 hadith， 有一些的传统说呢是犹大。给他一改，人家把犹大当作耶稣抓去钉十字架。
According to Hadith, a tradition in Islam, they say it is Judas who was actually the one who was arrested and crucified.
因为像耶稣这样圣洁伟大的人，上帝是不会把他交给仇敌。
Because God will not deliver such a righteous and holy person to his enemies.
那么回教的信仰还有许许多多的同基督教好像相似、似是而非的道理在里面。
There are still many contradictions, or things that seem to be the truth in Islam, which comes from Christianity.
不过，我们一定要承认一件事情。
But we must acknowledge one thing, though.
就是奥古斯丁到安斯林期间那这个黑暗的时期。
During the dark ages between Augustine and Anselm.
基督教在理论上是相信三位一体独一的上帝。
Theoretically, Christianity believes the God who is three in one, the Trinity.
但在实际的宗教生活里面，却实践了许多拜偶像的事情。
But actually, in its religious life, there is much idolatry.
所以呢，这个回教的兴起是刺激基督教重头思想，什么叫做敬拜独神的意义。
That is why the rise of Islam challenged the church to rethink what it means to worship the one true God.
回教是绝对提倡 monotheistic 的这个 faith 的。
Islam is a religion that advocates absolutely monotheism.
那么基督教以这个新约同旧约之间的调和是我们可以很清楚了解的，但是回教同我们之间的矛盾是我们很不能接受的。
It is very easy for us to understand, you see, the unity, the continuity between Old and New Testament, but we cannot accept the continuity between the completed revelation and the Quran.
众先知的箭头是指向耶稣基督。
All prophets point to Jesus Christ.
因为基督成全了他们所预言的事情。
Because Christ fulfilled those things which they prophesied.
基督所达到的是人类的道德警戒中间不能再加的那个最高峰。
Christ accomplished that which cannot be accomplished by anybody else in the realm of religion ethics.
你可以说穆罕默德是最大和最后的，但是把他们的身位的本质来做一个比较，你发现相差太远了。
You can say that Muhammad is the greatest, but if you take a look at their own lives and the character, you see that this difference is too great.
在耶稣的道德挑战话语里面，最伟大的一句话：“你们中间的谁能指证我有罪呢？”
The greatest moral challenge Jesus posed was when he said, "Who of you can point that to me that I have sinned?"
这一句话是历史上没有一个人可以提的。
Nobody in history can bring up that statement.
当穆罕默德的太太死了以后，不久他就娶了两个太太，其中一个只有九岁。
After Muhammad's wife died, he took two wives. One of them was only 9 years old.
他一生呢有一二十个太太，而每次讲的都是神的旨意叫我娶的。
He has more than 10 wives, almost 20. And every time he said, "It is God's will that I take this wife."
我告诉你，我们不研究，不研究。如果我们要研究，就不要存一个这个成见，很客观的，很探这个探诚的，在神面前求真理引导我们。你会发现在基督里面，神把最高的启示赐给人。
So let's not be narrow mind, let's be very open and study. You will see that God has given the highest revelation in Jesus Christ.
回教还有其他许多很奇怪的事情。
There are still many other strange things in Islam.
他们相信耶稣会再来。
They believe Jesus will come back.
就是伊萨，他们叫伊萨那比伊萨，不叫耶稣，不叫 Jesus， 叫伊萨，叫伊萨再来的时候。
And they don't call Jesus Jesus, they call Jesus Isa. And when Isa will come back,
他要呢使众教合一，归入回教。
He will bring all religions into one and be assimilated into Islam.
并且要在回教徒里面娶一个女人做他的太太。
And he will take one woman from the Muslims to be his wife.
我们在世界上可以禁戒烟酒。
In this world, we can refrain from alcohol and tobacco.
那么要在天上享受宴乐，有许多的美女招待我们。
But in heaven, we can enjoy ourselves with there many pretty girls that will be waiting on us.
这一类的事情。
And this kind of thing.
这是回教的这个信仰的问题。
And this is part of the convictions of the Muslims.
在古兰经里面有一段呢，使我们应当注意的。
There is one section of the Quran which deserves our attention.
这里有几处这样的事情。
There are several places that are like this.
当他们怀疑玛利亚所怀的胎是圣洁的，认为她是淫乱的时候。
When they doubt that Mary was a virgin, that her conception comes from fornication.
那么他们相信玛利亚是同真理怀孕生耶稣的。
They believe that Mary was a virgin who bore Jesus.
结果怎么办呢？
But what happened then?
玛利亚不能自辩。
Mary could not defend herself.
就等孩子生出来，直接问孩子好了。
After the child was born, you can ask the child himself.
婴孩耶稣就回答了。
So baby Jesus says,
就止住了那些反对他的人。
And then he stopped his accusers.
另外一件的事情呢？
Another thing
是当他们或者犹太人反对耶稣的时候，
When the Jews oppose Jesus,
耶稣要证明自己是神所差遣来的。
Jesus must prove that he comes from God.
就在仇敌面前，在地上捏了一把泥土，做成鸟的形状，吹一口气，那只鸟就飞了。
So Jesus grabbed some mud from the earth, he made it into a bird, he breathed into it, and it flew away.
他们不相信耶稣是神。
They don't believe Jesus is God.
无形之中里面有创造之功在耶稣的身上。
Yet there is the work of creation seemingly in their conception of Jesus.
这个是我们圣经没有记载的。
This is not in our Bible.
这个《可兰经》是令人寻味的地方是很多的。
So you've got all kinds of things that bewilder people in the Quran.
我们不能轻看回教。
We cannot despise Islam.
因为回教是唯一在他的出生地仍然被全地的 那个本国的人特别尊重，或者吸引全地的人到那里朝圣的一个伟大的宗教。
Because Islam is the only religion that is still respected by the people of that land in which it originated, and people still make pilgrimages to the holy places.
佛教在原先的地方没有什么大的这个势力。
Buddhism has very little impact upon the land in which it originated.
基督教也是如此。
Same with Christianity.
但是回教有这样大的力量。
But then Islam has this great power.
那我们提到这个启示的宗教。
Now, as we mentioned, revealed religions,
非启示的宗教,
they are non-revealed religions.
既然非启示,
since they are non-revealed,
所以同启示的宗教本质是不一样的, 所以我们今天不必提太多。
They are different in character, so we're not going to discuss them today.
好, 你们有什么问题要问吗?
Do you have any question you want to ask?
摩门教是19世纪的产品。
Is Mormonism a revealed religion? Mormonism is a product of the 19th century.
他们也认为他们的这个创办人 Joseph Smith 领受了启示。
They also believe that Joseph Smith received revelation.
他们说耶稣升天以后既然可以向保罗再启示，为什么耶稣升天又不能向这个谁呢？耶稣升天也向 Joseph Smith 启示。
Says if Jesus could reveal to Paul after his ascension, he can also reveal to Joseph Smith.
这样呢，好像说起来好像有相似的地方。
So it looks like there's similarity there.
其实完全不同的。
Actually, it's totally different.
保罗领受启示
when Paul received revelation,
是在使徒们没有离开世界以前。
He received revelation before the apostles left the earth.
所以彼得、约翰这些与基督同在的这个那个从起初被拣选的使徒 confirm 保罗的使徒的身份。
That's why Peter and John, the apostles, who were with Christ from the beginning, confirmed Paul's apostleship.
彼得年老的时候，特别为保罗所领受的启示做过很美好的见证。
Peter, before, when he was an old man, he had gave a fine testimony to Paul's having received revelation.
所以呢，同这个 Joseph Smith 所领受启示是不一样的。
So it is entirely different from the revelation given to Joseph.
Joseph Smith 呢，一生呢娶过二十多个太太。
Joseph Smith has over 20 wives.
而他的继承人 Brigham Young 有四十多个太太。
His successor Brigham Young had more than 40 wives.
所以这些的这个生活，神许可这些东西呢，显明呢，他们呢的这个生活的本质和使徒的本质是不一样的。
So you see that their very character is totally different from the apostles' character. By the way, in upstate New York, there are court records that show that Joseph Smith arrested and thrown in jail and for producing false currency, all kinds of things when he was young.
Praise the Lord. 有这些事情，神在历史上也留下一些记号给我们可以分辨。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
You see, the good fruit cannot bear bad, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
我顺便提的，我们要谨慎的，不要接受这个启示可以继续不断的这个开展的这个启示没有停止的这个理论。
We cannot accept the theory that revelation has not closed but is still continuing and progressing.
这个很危险。
This is very dangerous.
在 charismatic movement 里面。
In the charismatic movement,
我要问的一个最重要的话是达到最要害的话是什么呢
？What is the most important question, or most pertinent question?
是不是现在还领受启示啊？
Do we still receive revelation today?
Because
they're still prophesying. God through them has been speaking.
如果他们是受启示的话,
if they receive revelation,
他们的启示和使徒们写下的启示是不是有等量的相等的这个分量呢?
Can their revelation be put on a par with the revelation received by the apostles?
如果他们说不, 圣经的启示是更高,
if they say no, but the Bible's revelation is higher,
为什么你放弃更高的求其次呢?
Then why do you give up the higher and seek after the lower?
如果他说是同等的,
if they say they're equal,
你可以不可以再把你的启示写下来使圣经多厚一点呢?
Can you write down your revelation so the Bible becomes thicker?
如果你是更高级的,
if you are higher,
你凭什么说你是更高级?
By what authority do you say you're higher?
所以这些话再问下去的时候, 这个 charismatic movement 领受启示说预言的这个本身, 在我个人的看法是很危险。
So you see then there's much danger in the assertions of the charismatic movement.
所以你们不要随便用启示这两个字。
So don't use the word revelation.
上帝启示我。
So God revealed to me.
你会可以写启示录了。
You can write the book of Revelation then.
还有什么？
Any others? 解经学到现在是不是已
经完全？解经学到现在是不是已经完全？
Has the science of hermeneutics been completed today?
这个是一个很好的问题。
It's a good question.
我们刚才讲科学不完全。
We said science is not complete.
那么解经学完全了没有呢？
Has hermeneutics been perfected?
解经学的本身。
Hermeneutics itself.
这个不可能没有前提的。
Cannot be presuppositionless.
没有一个解经是完全没有前提的。
There is no such hermeneutic which has no presuppositions.
人怎么样看圣经？
No matter how man reads the Bible,
都有某一些基本的观念影响他解释圣经。
There are certain basic conceptions which influence his understanding of the Bible.
我们一定要很诚实的说，没有一个人他的解释就等于圣经的本身。
So we must honestly say that there is no person whose understanding of the Bible equals the Bible itself.
那如果这样，我们就不能相信有绝对的事。
So we can, if that, so we cannot say that there are absolute things.
如果不能相信有绝对的事，我们的信仰就不能变成一个法则来持守我们的教义了。
Then is it true then if we have no absolute, we cannot hold on to our faith as a principle and hold on to it?
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
使徒信经是那些绝对的可靠的信仰最浅白的表达。
The Apostles' Creed is the best concrete expression of that which we must hold on to.
许多次要的或者那些相对范围里面的东西解释有所不同，我们可以容忍。
There are things we can tolerate which are less important,concerning which there is disagreement.
但是那些最基本的或者最原则性的，我认为是在绝对范围的信仰里，我们就不能妥协。
There are things, however, in the realm of the absolute, those things we cannot compromise.
那些就是成为真教会的记号，也成为我们真弟兄姐妹的那个这个原则。
These things become the mark of the true church and also the principles for true fellowship among brothers and sisters.
相信三位一体的上帝。
We believe in the triune God.
相信神人二性的基督。
We believe the Christ with two natures, divine nature and human nature.
相信他在历史上为成就救恩所发生的历史事迹所包含的永恒意义。
We believe in the historical fact that Christ accomplished revelation, accomplished redemption, and there is eternal value in this historical occurrence.
同女生。
He was born
of a virgin.
He overcame temptation.
无罪的代死。
He became a sinless but a vicarious atonement.
得胜死亡的复活。
He was raised from the dead, conquered death.
升天你再来。
And he was ascended into heaven, he will come back again.
相信圣灵是启示者。
We believe that the Holy Spirit is a revealer.
圣经是神的话。
Bible is the word of God.
那么这些重要的信仰的绝对性是不能放弃。
The absoluteness of these convictions cannot be given up.
在这个范围里面，所有相信这些重要原则性的绝对性的信仰的人，都是我们的弟兄。
Within this realm of the absolute, all those people who believe in these absolute truths are our brothers.
解经解到违背这些法则的那些解经就是不对的。
If hermeneutics, by anybody contradicts these, then they're wrong.
那么在其他不是绝对范围里面的解经有所差别，我们可以用爱彼此包容。
Then there are differences in secondary matters in hermeneutics. We can forbear each other in love.
还有什么问题没有？
Any other questions?
我们刚才是传到启示的问题，那对回教徒传福音怎么传
？How do you witness to a Muslim？
这个很不容易。
It's very difficult。
我告诉你，如果一个人呢，在他绝对性的信仰里面，把他所信的当作是这个最后最大的，你就不能再又摇撼他了，因为他已经最后最大了。谁要退步？大家都要进步。
Because if somebody has already acknowledged that his is the absolute and the finest, final and the greatest.It is very difficult to shake him up because who wants to be less than the final?
所以这个很困难。
So it's very difficult.
那么如果在回教徒中间有一些人呢，是真正有那个这个与你讨论的那种伟大的心怀，同你坐下来静静谈的，你容易和他谈传福音。
If there are Muslims who have a broad mind who are willing to sit down and discuss with you, then it's very easy to witness to them.
可是回教呢是发展信仰很激烈。而发展理性很肤浅的一个宗教。
But yet, unfortunately, Islam is a religion that promotes its religion aggressively, but it does not develop its mind.
所以在印尼啊，这个国家里面，回教写书攻击基督教是多得不得了。当基督教讲一点点回教话，马上要抓去，这个马上这个政府就要干涉。
That's why, in Indonesia, the Islam writes all kinds of books against Christianity. But as soon as Christianity writes a few words against Islam, the government will come and interfere.
这个叫做秀才遇着兵，有理讲不清。No way to argue with those soldiers. 他们很厉害嘛，有就 military power， 像这个意思。那么回教的国家里面有一些的知识分子在西方受教育。
Some of these Muslim young people from Muslim countries are being educated in Western countries today.
盼望他们可以见到真正好的基督徒，可以听到真正的道理，然后在他们生命中间有一些的变化。
May we hope that they will encounter real Christians and hear the true gospel, and that their lives will be transformed.
从前有一个红海的这个 mission, Red Sea mission.在阿拉伯同埃及两岸做工作了十年，结果呢，十年里面只有两个人信主。
There was once Red Sea mission which conducted evangelism on the both sides of the Sea of Arabia. Only two converts after 10 years.
施洗了以后呢，第二天就不见了，因为被杀死。
After they were baptized, they disappeared the next day because they were killed.
所以这很可怜的。
Very pitiable.
印尼是一个很多回教徒归主的国家，这是一个很奇妙的事情。
Indonesia is a country with many Muslim converts. It's a very unusual thing.
还有什么问题吗？
Any other questions?
没有问题了。
No questions, huh?
我要你们做一件事，把你们在传福音的时候所遇到的你朋友发出来的难题，你不能答的，啊，最困难的，最多一个人写一题。
I want you to do something. I want you to write down those questions that are most difficult for you as you witness to non-Christian friends. The questions that they raise, one question you can write down per person.
我要抽一段的时间，然后帮助你们怎么样用副教的原理处理这些问题。
And then a lot of period of time will show you how to deal with these questions.
好不好？
Is that all right?
还有没有问题？
如果哥白尼这件事发生在今天，我们应该用什么态度来对待
？If things like the Copernican discovery happened today, how shall we deal with it?
我们应该感谢他，应该悔改我们自己乱解经。
We should thank him and repent of our abuse or our misinterpretation of the Bible.
不是坐在高位的就全部对。
It is not true that he who sits on a throne is always right.
如果我们能保持我们的威风而失去真正的圣灵的同在同真理的权威，威风的本身是没有价值的。
If all we can keep is our dogma but not the authority of the truth, the dogma itself is useless.
我们已经从历史学了教训。
We have already learned a lesson from history.
一个不从历史学教训的，要再重复相同的错误。
He who does not learn from history will commit the same error.
这句话是在这个 Johnstown 的那个九百多人死的那个牌上看到的。
This was written on a plaque.In Jonestown, when 900 people died.
大哲学家黑格尔说呢，这个历史给我们的最大的教训就是人类不接受历史的教训。
Hegel tells us the greatest lesson from history is that man will not accept lessons from history.
我们应当从历史学一些教训。
We must learn some things from history.
还有什么问题？
Any other questions?
你们本来好像很多问题，越问越没有了。我想大概我们讲论中间一条一条把你答完了，现在你没有问题。
I thought you had many questions.
还有问题想想写下来好不好？我们今天时间到了是吧？啊？时间到了，我们就停到这里好了。我在想明天后天要讲些什么。我想有一天要讲为什么相信圣经是神的话。
I'm thinking what we will speak on in the next 2 days. I think one day we should speak on why we believe that the Bible is the word of God.
因为这是许多辩论的最重要的重点了。
Because this is the most important point of the debate.
因为这个东西一弄清楚了，很多人辩论就不必辩论。
Because if you are clear on this point, then the rest of the debate is unnecessary.
还有一个问题就是为什么相信耶稣基督是神的儿子？为什么相信基督的独特性？我想可能会谈到这两个问题。
The other question is, why is Jesus the Son of God? Is Christ unique?
那么为什么信三位一体？还有很多事情可用副教的原理来处理的。
Why you believe in Trinity and so on? You can deal with these questions apologetically.
那么那些就看你们发什么问题，我们就要的解答。
So it depends on what kind of questions you ask. Then we will try to summarily succinctly answer them.
我们现在要低头祷告。
We will pray now.
请几位做一句话的祷告。
I'm going to ask that several of you pray.
你要感谢主，或者你要应许一些，或者你要赞美。或者你要利用，就是一句，不必讲奉耶稣的名阿们。你讲了，大家都阿们，阿们。我们把心意表达出来。无论哪一个人，我相信，我盼望很多人有份于这个一句话的颂赞或者祷告。请不要等候。
I'm going to ask that we pray one sentence prayers only, one sentence without in the name of Jesus, so we can say Amen in our heart. Just one sentence of thanksgiving, or praise, or a promise, or a commitment. Just one sentence. Hope that many of you will pray.
主啊，帮助我爱惜你所给我的信仰。阿门。